I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Yemen's ongoing catastrophe sinks to a new low. Details from MNN's Katie Harth.
Hunger is getting worse in Yemen. By September, food prices had risen as much as 60% in 9 months. The ever-rising prices make it even harder for ordinary Yemenis to afford basic items. Within a shattered economy, God's blessing is evident through an economic development program that began in late 2020. The program's first loan recipient says, "I've been waking up early to run the business I started using this loan. I've been able to provide for my household's needs. This is a great blessing." Ask the Lord to intervene in Yemen and provide avenues of help for people in need, including those who have come to faith in Christ across the country. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And the wait time for refugees entering the United States just got even longer. The U.S. is pausing global refugee admissions until mid-January so it can process and resettle Afghan evacuees. Afghans are starting to transition from U.S. military bases to local communities. Uncharted Ministries' Joanne Doyle.
Afghan refugees are flooding into all the different states, and we've got some scene gathering scheduled specifically with people in different states so that they can engage the Afghan refugees that are coming in.
The gatherings are called Scene, Behind the Veil, and they teach U.S. women how to reach Muslim women for Christ.
We want these women, wherever they are, whatever state they live in, to become a lighthouse. Reaching out to those Afghan refugees is a perfect place to start.
To request a Scene gathering, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.